them that you never enforce or you never take a case or two to court, so sure they're going to get the word.
Yes, Luke.
It might be appropriate, we're in the right room, has the right name. Senator Buckovich was chairman of the Resources Committee one time, in which a proposal was brought out by the committee that if you wanted to purchase a 25-cent license, you would do it through the Health and Social Services Department, which was the agency that at least had some information and probably had access to then, at that time, state income tax records. Since most of the Health and Social Services programs were reimbursed by the federal government, the normal thing to do was to say, for every license that the Health and Social Services issued, they would reimburse the Fish and Game Fund for the full amount from the federal revenues, since it was part of that social services program. And it got out of committee, but that's about as far as it went, too.
Went to finance, and that's where it
started. It was a very touchy issue. But like I say, there have been some of these creative solutions or suggestions to the problem.
Senator Lassen.
Chairman, I was thinking along the same lines that, you know, the fact of the matter is, we could give those licenses away, don't have to charge them or anything else. If a person was on this type of a program, assistance program, as a matter of fact, the department could issue a mountain license or a fishing license as a part of their procedures.
Like they do
at no cost, at no cost. We'd save the $1 to start with. Pay for the extra paperwork, I imagine. But those are types of things that we should be looking at instead of requiring the vendors themselves to ask those people. You know, the vendors I've had acquaintances with, they're not very enthused about this 25-cent either. They know what's happening, just like Senator Fisher says, you know, but they're not going to say no. And then they get $1 for doing it, and, you know, they can't refuse them. And, you know, why should we put them in that position? They're not an enforcement agency. They're just selling, you know, stamps.
We're running out of time. Senator Fisher's got a committee meeting in here, so Senator Fisher.
Just one final comment, which is interesting along the lines of Health and Social Service. You can now use food stamps to buy fishing gear. Transfer your food stamps. I understand you get your food stamps. I think you have to go to Health and Social Service. They okay it, and you can go out and buy your fishing lines, your twine,
food
and
stamps.
Huh?
Why can't you?
Food stamps.
Thank you very much, Ron. Do you want to come and just say a couple quick words? Get on the record, and we got your letter.
Mr. Chairman, yes, you have my letter. Thank you. We support the legislation. We're trying to work out something. Permits is one which I think Senator Eliason is pointing to. It's one of the options which they can use right now for subsistence fishing at no cost. And they can do the same thing, it might be much cheaper.
Thank you very much, Ryan. There's nothing to come before the committee. The committee is adjourned.
Thank you.